friends is doing something wrong, they're doing averus, and you have the power to stop him, especially the balabatim, Rashi says. The balabatim are the people that have the money, so the people listen to them. So if they would tell the other people, stop doing averus, people would listen to the rich people. So if they don't tell the people to stop, they'll get an einish. Rashi, shabalibatim halolu, limchais biyadovi averus. If they have the possibility to stop the people from doing averus, share bidoyrum, share divrehem nishmoyim, because what they say people will listen to. Machmas oishron, because they're rich. Viavriyas yureyim, man, people are afraid of a rich person. Volei nichoy, and these rich people don't say back, they don't talk back and say you're doing things wrong. For that, they'll get an oinish. Viyal share poiskin stokem barabim, viyenem noistim. People make big pledges, big sums of money, I'll give. Barabim, yulashul, the bigger the more the crowd, the more they say they'll give, and it ends up they don't give. So that's a terrible thing. Omar Rav, Bishvil Arba Dvorim Nichse Balibatim Yoitzim Litmuyin. For four things, the Balibatim, the rich people, are going to lose their property. Litmuyin will go down the drain like. Trashin Shenitmutin will be destroyed. The Kolimile will be destroyed by itself. Al Kleib Sheis Chasocher. You hold back, you don't pay back the wages of the people that work for you. You have somebody that works for you, you don't pay up his wages. The Al Oishkeis Chasocher, else you steal it altogether. The first case is, I'll pay you tomorrow, next week, you push him off. Now, if you steal the money, oishkei means you don't pay him at all, the people that work for you. They take off the oil. They don't do any work by themselves. They tell the other people to do the work. They don't do the work they're supposed to do. People that act gasta ruach, I've got big shots. Because of that, they'll lose the nechosim. Shrash v'agasta saruach, shem izgoyim, that they act like big and want to rule over the other people because they're so rich, it's going to end up that they'll lose all the property. The worst thing is gasei ruach, that's connected all of them. The people that are humble, the pasuk says, the humble people, they'll yash and they'll inherit the land. And they'll have tremendous inug, they'll have tremendous pleasure, and they'll have sholem boritz. It's the best midas to have, the midas of anova, of a humble. Yehatun alecha yoshin. Mishnah says, lulav ha-gozel. If you have a lulav that you stole the lulav, so you can't use it on sukkis. V'ha-yovesh, or else you have a lulav that's dried up, a lulav ha-yovesh, is posel. You can't use this for sukkis. So Rashi says, lulav ha-gozel, lulav means kaf shel tomorrow. That's the branch of a palm tree. For hodar toni, then the pasuk says hadas v'arova b'apanashayu. Hey, later the Mishnah will talk about the hadasim and the arovas by itself. So far we're talking about a lulav though. Gozel Rashi posel. The reason why if you stole somebody else's lulav, you can't do the kind of the mitzvah because the pasuk says olakachtem lochem ksiv mishelochem. You have to take the lulav and it has to belong to you. If you stole it, it doesn't belong to you. You can't do the kind of the mitzvah. Yovish, what's wrong with the lulav is the dried out lulav. So Rashi the Binan mitzvah muhuderis. You have to have a hiddur, a nice mitzvah. The pasuk says v'yanveyu. Interesting. Rashi doesn't even bring down the pasuk that says priyates hodur. Other Rishonim learned that the special mitzvah by the dalad minim, it says by the esrog, an esrog has to be priyates hodur. It has to be a nice fruit. If we learn it out to all the dalad minim, there's a mitzvah of hodur. It has to be nice. And yovish is not called nice. That's why it's pasuk mederaisa. Rashi is a chiddush. Rashi says not the special pasuk from Hodr here, but rather the pasuk all over. Zekeli v'yanveyu v'dashin his noel lofonu b'mitzvahs. When you do any mitzvah, you're supposed to do it v'yanveyu nicely. A tzitzis, buy a nice pair of tzitzis. Tefillin, buy a nice pair of tefillin. Mezuzahs, buy a nice mezuzah. Teklal on all mitzvahs, zekeli v'yanveyu, make Hashem nice. How do we do it? By making nice mitzvahs. So that's Rashi brings down the pasuk. Oh, we'll see more later. We'll see more in the Gemara. How do we know exactly Yovish is possible? The Tais is also like that. Tais and Tap Tais. The first big Gemara Mishum, the Yiskish Lulav Liyesr. That's why we say Lulav is possible if it's dried out. The Yiksiv Bei Hodr. Because by Esrig, the Pesach says, creates Hodr. And we learn that Lulav from Esrig. The like Kim Moshe Pirs for Kuntish Mishum, the Siv, Zek Hilav Yanveyu. The Yain Vianveyu, Elekat Chilo. The Lay Mitzvah, the Mukha Perakama. We have the Yami Rabbon and Lulav Mitzvah Liyagdoi, Mishum Shinema, Zekeli Van Veyu, Liyagdo Kosher.
That's what we learn out from Zekeli Van Veyu, that's a nice thing to do. It's nice to do nice mitzvahs. But let's say you don't have a nice mitzvah, you buy an ugly tzitzis, you buy an ugly trillin, you're still making the mitzvah. That's not a psul. And here the Mishnah says if you have a Lulav that's dried out, it's possible. That's why he says it's not like Rashi's posuk from Zekhen Levi and Veyum, but rather because we learn out from Pri Eitz Hodu. Even though it says that by Esrig, we learn out all the Dalad Minim Lulav and the other Dalad Minim we'll see later from Esrig. That the Yavah, or at least Val will be by Lulav. Learn out Lulav from Esrig, that Lulav Ha Yavash is posul, it's not called Hodu. That's why it's posul in the Raisin.
Rashi also has to say Cain said, Rashi really doesn't mean that. Yeah. Right, Shel HaShera. Let's say you have a Lulav that was grown out of a palm tree that was an Avodah Zarah. The Goyim worship it. L'shem Avodah Zarah. Shrashi Ilon, Sha'ivdin Oisei Avodah Zarah. A tree that the Goyim worship it made it into their Avodah Zarah. The Gemara first time, the model explained what's wrong with this tree. Why can't you use the branches, this lulav, even though it came from a tree, that Shel HaShera. V'shel Ir HaNidachas. Who then if you have the city, that robe of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah? So Halacha is we have to wipe out, kill out those city and burn those city. Everything in the city is Asav Hanor. So a palm tree in that city, the leaves, you can't use the lulav, it's possible. Shrashi shall ir hanidachas, mishum d'lesreif akoi. Because the mitzvah there is, if robe of the city worship the Avodah Zarah, we have to burn down the whole city. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, we have called shalala tikvites, that all the shalala have to gather together anything it's in, all the booty in the city, and burn it. The lulav boy yishir dalat fochim. We'll soon see a lulav has to be dalat fochim long. Now the chiv on the highless way for koi, since this lulav that's grown in this city, dear and adachis, the mitzvah now is to burn it. The klal is and shiurai kai in the kasar of dami. We don't consider this lulav to have a shiur right now, even though you didn't burn it yet. But that's the klal of koloim and lisa of kasar of dami. Anything that there's a mitzvah to go and burn it, it's considered like it's burned up right now. Nageyat if you need a shiur. To hear that the lulav metchila has a mitzvah, it has to be at least dalat fachim high. So if it comes from the ir anidachas that there's a mitzvah to burn it, even before you burn it, it's not considered like it's a chashir lulav. It doesn't have a cheer. So that's why it's possible. What about niktam roishay? The top of the lulav got chopped off. Niktam was cut off a little bit on top. Trashi niktam roishay posel play heavy hoder. Also, it's not called hoder. Again. Learn out the place the Pasha learns, we hold like it says, Priyates Hodor. We learn out Lulav also needs Hodor. So if it's cut on top, at the top of the Lulav, the top leaves are cut, that's possible. Niktam Roshoi. What about Nifritsu Olav? Its branches spread out is also possible. So this is a big machlekas in the Gemara exactly what does Nifritsu mean. Rashi says, Nifritsu Olav Mishedra. That the leaves came apart from its backbone like. V'yena mechubarim. Rashi's learning it's not even attached anymore. Like you pulled out all the leaves of the lulav, it's not attached anymore to the backbone. Eli they are good. You have to tie it together now. Ki chuf yeshakur nesir lav hodur. Such a thing like that is not called hodur. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly how much nifritsu means. Nifritsu olav. Let's say the leaves are still attached. Just they like grew out. They started to grow out. They started to separate a little bit. Then it's still kosher. Shrashi nifritsu olav mechubarim hein. The leaves of the lulav are still attached. The shed was still attached to the backbone. El shelamalo on top hay nefrodim. Lakan. Like when it starts to grow, it starts to open up the leaves. So leaves are opening up right now. Kiyantra ilu. Now it looks like a branch of a tree. Still it's kosher. This also we'll see in the Gemara. Providing the top two leaves are still together. We have Yehudu and Rabbi Yehuda says, Yagdenu malamalo. You have to know tie together on top. Trashi in nifrudu olav. If the branches spread apart, yagdom, you have to tie it together. She oilin ima shedra kishalulovim. They always have to look as if they're closed. See, if the branches start to open up, you have to tie it together on top, that it should look like it's one piece. Like it's like our lulavs. Right, it's sinei har habarzel. That's a type of a palm tree that grows in har habarzel. Shrashi meforish b'gemora, it's sinei to call them. I mean, these are type of palm trees that grows on Har HaBarzel. It's Ksheris. You should Rashi Lulavim Shalahem. The lulav that comes off these trees are kosher. V'yafal pi she'olin shalahem kitanim miyoid. Even though the branches are very, very small, the lulav is a very small lulav that comes off from here. V'yein oilim im orkoi shal shedra. The leaves does not come up to even the top of the backbone. In other words, the top of the lulav is like without leaves. Still it's kosher. That's seen in Har HaBarzel. Ksheris. Lulav sheyesh boy shloisha tvachim. Kadela naneya boy is kosher. If you have a lulav that has three tvachim height that you could shake, in other words, you have to have another tefach that you could hold on to it. So really, if it's four tvachim tall, that one tefach you could grab a hold of it.
and then three tefachim up you could use for shaking, that's the smaller size of a lulav, that's still kosher. So Drashi kadeila naneya boy to shake with it. Havarish b'gemara shloisha tefachim tayashedra. The backbone itself has to be three tefachim tall. Kineged orkoi shel hadas. That's how long the hadas has to be. For tefach yoisa, the lulav has to at least be one tefach longer than the hadasim. Kadeila naneya in order to shake it. To be in the nana, you have to be able to shake the lulav. Look, come on. Malo moirid moiluchu maybe laaster ruchas royis with a lulav royim. See in the gemara later how you make the dalad, how you shake your lulav up, down, all around, and it's there to stop the bad winds and to stop the bad kolam, the bad dew that comes down. So kids, the lulav has to be at least four tefachim tall. There has to be one tefach to hold onto it, and then three more tefachim in order to have place to shake the lulav. Yeah. So all these different cases we'll see more in the Gemara, exactly each case separately. So the Gemara, kaposik v'toni, that the Mishnah says k'stam, that it's posel. Kaposik v'toni, it says lulav agoz of a yavish posel. Says stam, a stolen lulav is posel. Now loishno b'yomtiv rishin, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the first day yomtiv, but loishno b'yomtiv sheni, it doesn't make a difference if it's the second day, which posel doesn't mean our second day yomtiv. It means like cholamoy, like an Eretz Yisrael. Mash me with the second day of Yontif, also it's possible, lulav agozel is possible. Shrashik a posik b'toni, possible. Loishna b'yomtiv rishin d'chiyuvim adiraisa. The lach of taking a lulav is only the first day. Possible l'kachto l'chem b'yayim harishon priyat tzada. B'yayim harishon, the first day, that's the mitzvah adiraisa to take the lulav and a dal of minim. That that we do it all 7 days of Sukkot, that's only midiravonin. Zeicha the way they had it done in the Beis Hamikdash. But the gvulun outside the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah is only one day. So the first day, that's midiraisa. That's very good. Why should we posel midiraisa if it's gozel, if it's stolen? But the Gemara is saying now, loishna b'yom tesheni, the leisei b'natilas lulav elam b'rabonin, the b'yom harishin k'siv. The second day already, it means out like an Eretz Yisrael, which is chol ha-moed, there's no mitzvah to take the lulav midiraisa then. The pasuk says, b'yom harishin, l'kacht u'l'kacht l'mechem b'yom harishin. Only the first day you have to take the lulav. The second day is only chiv midirabonim. Still, our mishnah is mashma that puzzle a lulav ha-gozl is never good. Whether it's gozl, whether it's yavish, it's never good. That's what's mashma for our mishnah. Even the last days of Sukkot also. So Mar says like this: bishleima yavish. I understand if the lulav is dried out. Hodabinen. The Torah says, the pasuk says, the kach lachem yemerishon priyates hodar. And that's what type of a pri you need. You need a pri that looks nice. Who are then the lulav also has to look nice. Valeka, you don't have it. So it's not called the lulav. So it doesn't make a difference. The first day, it doesn't make a difference. The second day, third, fourth day, any day of Sukkot, that's not called the lulav. What is called the lulav? A lulav has to be hot. It has to look nice. If it's dried out posher means that it's so not only just white, but that it's brittle. If you touch it, it'll break off. So dried out, that's not called hodr anymore. That's absurd. Shrashi bishlei miyavish. Posel midrabbonin, midrabbonin nami, kivon de mitzvahu, mishum zeich lemikdash, binon hida mitzvah. We're doing the, on the second, third day of Sukkot. The reason why midrabbonin is a mitzvah, al zeich the way you do it in the base of Mikdash, and in the Mikdash there are 7 days. Now in the base of Mikdash, you have to have a lulav hodr. That's the din, that's the taich, that's the type of a lulav you have to have. So midrabbonin also, you have to have a nice lulav. If it's not a nice lulav, that's not the lulav yoytza the mitzvah. So we could understand why Yavish, if the lulav is dried out, we could understand why you're not making the mitzvah, even the Rabbanin, on the next days of Yom Tov. Elo gozel, well, what's wrong if a stolen lulav? Bishleim a Yom Tov Rishon, I understand the first day of Yom Tov, why if you stole a lulav, your friend's lulav, you're not yoytza the mitzvah. So the Pasuk says, Ulakachtem lochem, says lochem, yours with Hashem Mishalachem, that the lulav has to belong to you. Ela b'yomtiv sheni mashenka, the next days of yomtiv, am I loy? What should be wrong with it? Like the end is no apostik of the apostik lachtem lochem. Lochem is only a taitch of in the first day. The first day it has to belong to you. The next days, who says it has to belong to you? It was soon to even halacha we hold. That's that you have to own it. It has to be your lulav. Is only the first day. The next day you yaitza with the lulav hashol. It could be borrowed. You don't need your own lulav. You can borrow somebody else's lulav. That's good for the next days. In other words, the apostik that says lochem, that has to belong to you, that only goes on the first day. Mashenka, in the second day, there's no posik of lochem. So it's only a mitzvah with the rabbonim. So as far as like this, bishlay, if it's dried out, that's not the mitzvah. Like a kid's not to make a cup is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take a lulav. What's called a lulav? A nice lulav. If it's a dried out lulav, that's not called a lulav. So you understand why all the days of Yom Tov, even with Rabbanim, you have to have a lulav, not a cup. A dried out lulav is like a cup. Mashenkin, a stolen lulav, the lulav itself is a kosher lulav. It's a lulav. That's the mitzvah you're supposed to do. So what, you did something wrong with the dough. You went ahead and stole it, did it not very first. The kasher, so what? So what if you stole dough? The ma'aseh right now, you're holding a lulav, you're doing the mitzvah midrabanan, so why shouldn't you be in the kind of the mitzvah? Like, this is the chefs of the mitzvah. What do I care if you did an avera? The first day, the pasuk says, lochem, it has to belong to you. But after the first day, it does not have to belong to you. So the ma'aseh, you're taking a mitzvah, you're taking the lulav, so why aren't you yet to the mitzvah? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the famous teretz, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi,